the Sarn Turbo in the appropriate type font, and then I'll send Tiger the PNG so that he could add it to, well, our website or wherever he wants to add it, and then you'll have it and you'll have access to it and you can start suggesting changes or whatever. But like the core skin tones, the body is all shaded, is all correctly built. So at this point, it's really just changing outfits, changing weapons. I can do all that pretty easily.
Good. Okay.
So yeah, I'm also, so my goal is then by next Monday to have Max done and mine done. I just wanted to try to have one done this week, this third Monday.
Sweet.
Cool. I'm going to make a drink and then I'll be right back. Matt, can you hear us? Boo, you haven't said anything.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, just...
All right.
I just woke up not too long ago.
Oh. I thought about taking a nap.
How'd that go for you?
I didn't do it. I had a couple things I wanted to finish for this, so I did not sleep. All right, let me get
you look tired.
You look like a bitch.
So I was thinking, like, once you get your armor upgrade, I can start doing cool stuff. Like, the default character has this cool blue armor that has like glowy spots on it. And so I was thinking, if you ever get an armor upgrade, you could get something like that if you wanted.
Oh yeah, yeah, because that's what I plan on doing today, is going to that shop and looking for armor.
Yeah, so I figured that was a good story point. So I didn't want to give you too much now because you killed that guy because he wouldn't sell you armor. So I figured armor is important to you, so I shouldn't. It'd be fun, you know, for character growth and stuff to add that to your guy later. And yeah, the idea would be to have like an image with like your progression through the story, your character's progression through the story. And like for Mac, it's going to be a little harder because I think a huge part for Mac's character is the Millennium Falcon, getting the Kahuna Wave. Like Mac is very possessive of the vehicles, of the group's vehicles. And so I really want to somehow incorporate that in the images for Mac. So I'm still, what do you call it?
Thinking about it?
Brainstorming. Thinking about it is essentially all it means. But yeah, I'm brainstorming. I'll figure out something, Matt, Boo, for Mac. But I do want to basically, I want Mac's like progression images to like include the Kahuna Wave and like the speeder bike and all the different vehicles that matter to him, because I feel like that's the most important thing to those are the most important like possessions to Mac. But that's just my take, so you could of course correct me.
I think his blaster is pretty important to him too.
Didn't he give his blaster away?
No, his Vuster.
Oh, Vuster, that's correct. But he doesn't start with the Vuster. I was
informed. No, he does not. You are correct.
I was informed just to do a vest with chest with shoulder pads, big fluffy shoulder pads.
Remember when I tried to ride that, what are those animals called? I can't remember.
I don't either, but the things that are basically
heads
and legs.
No, not the legs. Head with legs.
Oh, yeah, those. Blurgs.
Blurgs. I am not a blurg rider.
Lewis.
I wasn't going to draw you with a blurg. I might draw myself with a blurg, because I got along real good with the blurgs.
Yeah, the you blurg did, is the man. Word.
No, I know.
You fell off.
I only got along with Lewis, the Bantha.
The Bantha.
Oh, well, maybe I should include Lewis in one of your images then.
There's I want to let you guys know that I listened to the recording from last week, and it was actually pretty good. I mean, I listened to it sped up, so that helps a lot. But it was actually a lot more encouraging than I expected it to be. I guess in the moment it feels like a mess, but listening to it back, it sounded fine. It was fun. And by the way, Sarn, you absolutely got slapped. You got
by
slapped.
The sister?
Yes. Yeah. Not, yes, by the sister. And you got to strain. Would anybody be interested in listening to it? Not to the last one, but in the future, ongoing?
Possibly.
Sure. Possibly.
Okay.
I guess.
I mean, I'm not going to go through the trouble of posting it or whatever if no one's going to listen to it. I mean, I listened to it. It helped me take notes. But if other people want to listen to it, I'll put it somewhere where you can listen to it. I guess I could just put it as a download in the Discord. I can make it available as a podcast if you guys use podcast clients. But again, I'm not going to go through the effort if nobody wants it.
Okay. I think it'd be nice to kind of maybe like for recaps, because sometimes I'm so in the moment that I don't really remember what happens like a week later.
So I have.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, that's the intention of these little yellow summaries that we start off with, is to give a recap basically what happened and where we're at. It doesn't do everything. Were you reading the summaries on the that website, that Notion website?
No, I forgot about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about it too.
Okay. Well, there are recaps on there where I put notes for the whole session.
Okay. I asked for one earlier. If you, I wish I had remembered that you had done that, because I would have looked at it earlier.
Yeah, I'm too behind. I have notes here. I just haven't typed them up. So I wasn't sure if you had one of those.
Oh, well, what I was going to say, though, is it'd be kind of it'd be nice to maybe to maybe like recap if we wanted to listen to what happened, you know?
Yeah, it would be great. I'm not going to do any editing of those, that recording. It would take me way too long.
No, but you said you did it twice the speed.
That's what possible? I listened to it. I'm not going to, I won't edit it to go twice as fast. If you have a podcast player that can do it twice as fast, then you can go ahead. And
okay. That's what I wasn't saying you should do it. I was assuming that the player, if there's a player that can probably do it then.
Yeah. Do you guys use podcast clients?
Not really.
I haven't. I mean, I just use my phone.
Yeah, right. You use your phone. Just certain apps, depending on what you're
using. CastBox?
Yeah, like CastBox. Or Apple Podcasts. Spotify has it. I don't know if you can add manual ones to Spotify. I don't really know how that works.
Well, maybe we'll try it for one, and if it doesn't pan out, then you don't have to continue doing it, you know?
Okay. Well, it's just upfront work. So, yeah, I'll figure that out. It shouldn't be too tough.
If you don't want to do it, then no, don't worry about it.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to make sure there was any interest. So it sounds like there's enough interest for me to put that up.
There's something about listening to my own voice that I really don't like.
You kind of get over it. I hear you. But I've gotten over it. But if the notes are better, it's just a matter of time. I got to get these typed up. I'm two sessions behind, and I'll type these up. The recording really helped me, because usually I go right after and make the notes, but I didn't last week, and I was able to listen back, and it was very helpful.
Sounds helpful.
Yeah.
I bought a new lightsaber.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Which one?
It's coming Wednesday. Emperor Palpatine's.
Oh, that's awesome. The little gold one?
I don't know if it's gold. I'm trying to look at a picture right now. But yeah, it was on like GameStop deal of the day. So it was like 60% off.
Nice.
I was like, I can't really pass that off.
That's the one he hides in his sleeve.
Yeah, I mean,
lightsabers are so cool.
It's so cool. Okay.
Don't tell Coco I bought it, please.
Why?
She will get very mad at me. I have enough lightsabers. Definitely going to trouble mine in like 8, 9, oh, yeah, 10.
You can talk about the pit. The band was jumping, the people too. I mess around. They're doing the mess around.
Yeah.
They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around.
You've been lightsaber practicing, like saber fighting practicing, like some absurd amount of hours a day.
Did he finally learn to not make the noises?
I don't know.
That's what I read. It was always a problem when he was doing his fight scenes, was that he would just start making the noises.
Yeah. They said that. I remember that in an interview as well. It was pretty funny.
All right. Homecoming. The crew finds themselves back in Tatooine with Sarn Turbo and RX-78 having hitched a ride aboard the Lucky Guest, and with Mac Skyblade close behind piloting the Kahuna Wave. After spending some time getting reacquainted with Vorn and R5K3 in a detour through Shantytown, the group has reunited on the streets of Mos Shooda. Now the crew must find a way to escape Teemo the Hutt's bounty before it comes to them. How will our most wanted heroes evade this wretched hide of scum and villainy?
Oh, yeah, he said it. He said the thing.
I did. I had to get it in there. You want to roll for Destiny points?
Dark.
All right.
Darkness. The darkness consumes you.
We got to start using those.
We should remember to do that.
All right. Light. Dark.
Yeah. I'm so kind today.
We missed Dandy's because I think you rolled it differently, but that's okay.
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Somebody
clicked the click here.
Well, it should be.
It's 2-2.
It's 2-2. Who made it? I must have hit the wrong thing.
I got a dark. Who got a dark? Ryan and Tiger got a light.
All right. So, to quickly recap what happened last week, because none of you remember, you did some fighting on the gantry. You obliterated some Geonosian soldiers. Then you got on the Lucky Guess.
I do remember. You're forgetting that one bounty hunter came up to us and we just...
You just blasted him in the nuts.
Yeah.
And
I shot him square in the face.
Yes, he posed a minor inconvenience. And then you guys boarded the Lucky Guest and met the brother and sister Wex and Orpa.
Oh, yeah. And you tried to hit on him, didn't you? I did.
Yeah.
And I got slapped, apparently.
Yeah, you got slapped straight across the face.
Yep, there's the slap. I got it written down.
Slap.
Slap.
On the strain? The.
Wait, yeah. Yeah, and then I got... Oh, man, I got slapped by Piddick, which caused 2 strain.
Yeah, you got slapped. You got glove slapped by Piddick. Then you got slapped... you got just straight up slapped by Orpa Vio. And...
Oh, yeah, I tried to sleep, but I didn't have any reels, so I took 2 more.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, and I believe PM was
just dicking with you.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have any reels, so you said, I don't need it, it helps. And we called you out for saying the same thing that every addict has ever said. So, after that, you rode in your respective ships to Mos Shooda, and Mac landed somewhere outside of town and walked through Shantytown on his way back to Mos Shooda. RX and Sarn spent some time at the junk shop talking to Vorn and R5K3. RX found some armor or body carapace thing. I don't know what a carapace is.
Body paneling.
That's better. The body paneling. And he convinced, well, he didn't convince, the droid there, R5K3, recognized RX and recognized him for having been nice to him and agreed to help him get that body paneling by throwing it in the garbage after Vorn left.
I just want to say how ironic is it that I am the one who's had the NPC be nice to me?
Well, it was the only NPC you were nice to. That was before.
I'm saying I'm not sure any other in our party has ever been an NPC be nice to them.
I'm trying to think. Probably not.
We're not the most likable group.
Well, you were. It wasn't as much as you were nice to R5K3 as you were mean to Vorn.
Yeah. True.
So
true.
But at this point,
I'm still taking it.
You guys are wanted in Mos Shooda. Well, not wanted. Well, you did steal that ship, so yeah, you're somewhat wanted. And you're looking for a way into Teemo's palace, I think.
Yeah. Our bounty's now at 150,000 is what
150,000 credits, yes. You just bumped into each other walking out of the junk shop. Mac had finally met up with you after having walked through the shantytown.
What happened to me in shantytown?
I don't know. I think, but that would be a great side quest episode.
Do you come back looking haggard at all?
Do I come back what?
Looking tired or beat up?
I come back feeling accomplished.
Okay.
Oh, somebody got laid.
I made it through Shantytown. All
right. I want to go into the traders to get armor.
We know how this is going to end.
So, I mean, who are you saying that to?
I walk into the traders to get armor.
You just left everybody at the junk shop?
Well, I said I'm going there.
Okay, what does everyone else say?
Just don't shoot anybody.
Agreed.
You guys stand outside, keep watch.
Why, you shoot him? I don't think so.
No. If you hear a blaster, you better run in.
What if I hear fingers breaking?
And they're probably not mine, so it's fine.
Oh, Sarn's tactic of negotiation.
Hey, I didn't break the fingers on the last guy. That was
me. But did you think about it?
No, I thought about killing him.
Oh. Maybe you should think about the fingers.
Okay, so you're walking over. Where is that at? Is it close?
It's right next to the junkyard.
Oh, it's right next to the junkyard.
Yeah, right by my picture.
Are we trying to be stealthy?
I think he just wants to go to the shop for real.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing no, not particularly.
No.
This is my town. Max Skyblade's town.
We wear that $150,000 bounty as a badge of success.
I think it's definitely could be more.
It will be soon.
Start blasting.
Oh, that's probably good to start blasting.
Okay. So, Sarn, you're walking into the off-world traders?
Yes.
Okay. You walk into it, and it kind of looks like an old destitute hardware store. You know, it's just kind of musty, and everything that they have is behind the counter. So it's like one of those old type hardware stores.
Gotcha.
And the man who runs the shop is a tiny little man. It's like the same species as Babu Frank.
Okay.
Oh, great.
But he speaks basic.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Is his name Fabu Bink?
His name is Fabu.
Fabu Bink.
Fabu Bink.
Hey, Fabu!
You don't know what his you didn't know what his name is when you walked in. Oh, yeah, you do. It's Fabu's off world traders.
Well, also we've lived here. So unless
right. Okay, so you know,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. Fabu, long time no see.
Wait,
buddy.
Do you have a history with Fabu?
No.
Well, we can work it out.
That's just what he says.
All right.
Fabu, long time no see. How you doing, buddy?
Well, hello. Welcome to Fabu's. I'm Fabu Bink.
This place is pretty musty.
Excuse me.
Oh, I apologize. I apologize.
To wait outside.
I especially like the guns behind the stuff behind the counter.
Well, thank you. I keep everything behind the counter, you know, for security.
For countermeasures.
Countermeasures. Great. Exactly.
All right, I'll wait you out. I'll see you guys outside.
All right, see you later.
Oh, sorry about that guy. Yeah, yeah, he's just...
He looks like a real piece of work.
He's a diplomat.
Oh, you don't say. Diplomat from where?
Yeah. Geonosia.
Geonosia, huh?
Geonosis. Okay. Sorry.
That sounds cool. What can I do you for?
I'm looking for some armor.
Armor.
Yes. Do you have any armor?
Yeah, I got some armor back here. What kind are you looking for?
Heavy duty armor.
Heavy duty? What, are you trying to get into some trouble down up here?
Don't you worry about that, my old friend.
I mean, it does kind of concern me.
Will it protect me?
It
from any trouble I may get into?
It's possible. It's possible.
All right. Can I take a look at it?
Well, what's your price range?
No more than 400.
Ooh, well, that's gonna limit us quite a bit.
All right. Well, let's just say price is not a problem here.
Okay. Well, I can give you some of this padded stuff. I can sell you some of that. It'll absorb and resist some blaster type damage, but if someone hits you good, they're gonna hit you good. But that should be somewhere in your price range.
How much soak does that have? I don't know how else to word that.
Yeah, that's not a very great way to do it, but yeah, we're looking at probably adding one soak. Yeah, adding one soak and one defense. Yeah, what's that?
Two that I have, or replacing the two?
Well, what are you wearing that gives you the two?
Padded armor.
So you'd be having more padded armor? Yeah, you could do that. It's still going to add to your encumbrance. As long as you can fit it in your encumbrance, you can wear it over. Which I would think so. Okay. I don't think you're that close to the limit.
I think I'm actually pretty close with both of my guns.
Oh, that might be true. So let's see. Your encumbrance is at... Oh, yeah, you're at 7. So this would put you over the encumbrance threshold.
Okay. What's your next step up from armor? A little bit more expensive.
Well, a little bit more expensive. Well, you're looking at... Well, geez. Probably somewhere in the realm of 5,000.
Gallons?
What is a gallon?
Space gallons.
Oh, space gallon. No, that is that's a nonsensical question, my boy.
5,000 credits.
Yes.
How much soak will that give me? How much protection will that give me?
Well, that'd give you probably about 2 soak, 1 defense.
For 5,000?
Yes, for 5,000.
Do you buy items?
What do you mean, do you buy items?
You're a trader, so can I sell you a gun?
Well, it depends on the type of gun. What have you got?
It's a blaster carbine.
A blaster carbine? Oh, that's... Well, can I see it?
I take it off my back, and I put it on the counter. I say, be very careful with this. It is...
Well, now that thing looks like it's got quite a bit of use on it. Are those notches? Have you been scratching notches into it?
No. Those were from shrapnel from grenades that were thrown at me.
Oh, boy. I've seen some action.
Oh,
yeah. I only fired it a couple times. Everybody else fired at me.
Yeah, I can give you some for here, but I don't think you're going to be happy considering you want to buy something that's down at $5,000. I could probably offer you about 400 credits for something like that.
What's a dollar?
Credits. You're outside. You can't even hear what we're talking about.
No, I just ambled in at that moment.
All right.
Go
back
outside.
You got any stim packs?
I got a couple stim packs.
Alright. What about a straight up trade the carbine?
Okay.
For the armor and one stim pack?
No.
I think you I think he means the padded armor.
Yeah, the padded armor, not the $5,000 credit one.
Oh, the 1,000 carbine.
No, you said it was 400.
Oh, 500. Oh, for the padded armor. Yeah, that would be
padded armor.
That would be two soak. That's a two encumbrance. I can do that for you. And yeah, I will take that. And you own a stim pack?
Yes.
No.
Plus 20 credits?
No.
You're giving me a stim pack, or you want me to give you a stim pack?
I want a stim pack given to me.
No. The padded armor is 500 credits.
Yes.
Yes. And you want me to take your carbine and give you a stim pack when I previously told you the carbine I would buy for 400.
Yeah, but it's worth more than that.
No, not in the condition it's in.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, my negotiation role failed.
Well, not only did it fail, I didn't even tell you how much the difficulty was. So, it super failed. Well, so anyway, I will straight up trade for you the armor for the carbine. Let's call it a deal.
Okay, fine. I can do that. Yeah, I reach out my pinky so he can shake it.
Yes, as we do with tradition here on Mall Shooter.
Well, no, he's little.
Oh, so he right. So he shakes your finger.
He shakes my pinky.
That's pretty good.
Okay, that's good.
I heard you got stim packs. How much you got stim packs for?
You are outside.
I just came in.
Oh, Mr. Diplomat.
I was listening
diplomat.
The whole time.
What use for a stim pack would a diplomat have?
I find them stimulating. What use? Why do you got to ask me questions about what I do with my things?
I don't know. You just come in here, start telling me you're some kind of diplomat, and now you need stim packs.
I never said I was a diplomat.
Somebody did.
I heard
Fabu Frink is no fool.
All right, you're no fool.
No, Fabu Frink.
Who is he?
Fabu Frink also is not a fool. But
I listen, sir.
Around the door, Jim. Who are you?
I'm Fabu Frink, and I also am not a fool.
Sir, I don't know where this animosity is coming from. I think we got off on the wrong foot.
You can say that again. Back. You came in here and started yelling at me.
I did not.
It sounds like you are.
Because I'm so flabbergasted.
Will you just cool it?
You're so small and yelling at me so much.
So as you say that, Fabu Bink snaps his fingers, and over from the back you see this towering what are those called? The guy from the droid from Rogue One.
Oh, the
K2SO. It's a K2SO. All that happens is his eyes light up. We're not gonna have a problem here, are we,
Mr.
Diplomat?
Why is everything? I have no idea. Why did this happen?
Take your tone down a bit.
It's toned.
Now, how can I help you? You want a stim pack? Is that what this is about?
How much?
Hold on. Let me check. He makes another snap, and this droid comes whizzing out. And it's on, it's got a propeller on its head. And you see Fabu Brink, he says something to it in a different language, and it zips off and goes into the back. Oh, that's just one of my droids. He's an inventory droid.
Would you be willing to sell him?
No. He's very important to me.
Will you trade him for a binder?
A binder of what?
Hands.
A bind. You got a binder of hands, like pictures of
hands.
Oh
no! Like handcuffs.
Oh no! I will not. And the droid comes whizzing back. Says, "Yeah, we got some stim packs down here. I say that'd be about 50 credits
per stim pack.
For a stim pack, yes.
Can I get two stim packs?" Sir, please.
You may. And he snaps again. And the droid whizzes off. It comes back and drops off two stim packs.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay. Oh, what kind of guns you got, Fabu Brink?
Fabu Brink? Well, I got this carbine.
How much you want for that?
800 credits.
Jerk.
How much credits did I have? Do you have that somewhere in there?
Notes. I think we're keeping it accurate in the app here. Let me take a look. I've got you at 782.
Ooh, I got the most money.
Unsure why it's such a specific amount.
Because he stole a shit ton from me.
Yeah, but he
that was never confirmed.
But it wasn't denied. Well, it was denied.
Oh, it was denied. I denied it vehemently. I denied it vehemently.
Okay, so you're buying minus 100 credits for two stim packs.
Two stimmers.
Two stimmers. Traded blaster carbine for padded armor.
Yeah, so now I got four soap, right?
Do you have any speeder bikes? What kind of place is this?
No, I do not have any speeder bikes here at my off-world traders emporium.
Oh, just thought I'd ask. You know, you never know. I'm always on the hunt. If you ever find a speeder bike. Max Skyblade.
He will rip you off for it.
Well, I can run
your... Rex? For the love of God.
Well, perhaps if I may run your credit, I can put you in touch with some people around here that may be able to help you.
Don't do that.
Run my credit.
Don't do it, Max.
Run your credit. Yes.
I'm always very suspicious about giving out my credit, you know, especially since, you know, it's not my real name. So I think I'll take that as a pass.
Stop telling people that.
I'm a man of many names.
You should also probably stop telling them that as well.
I thought you were outside.
I pop my head in whenever I say these things.
It's a new catchphrase. I thought you were outside.
I thought you were outside.
Well, you know what? Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your time. I will go talk to my buddy droid out there. So long.
All right, so...
I just want to avoid trouble.
All right, so Mac run goes outside. Actually, your soak... I have your soak at 3, Andy.
Why would it be 3? You said it was 2, right? It's oh, no, 2. That was the other one.
Your one
so pad... it's 3 and 1.
No, I have your first padded armor as 1 soak, and this one is at 2.
No, mine would be 2.
Can you show me on your...
That's
your
what it was in the...
For some reason, I have it here as 1, and I had put that in there, so... I just want to make sure...
Yeah, it said my soak... It was 4, and that included the padded armor of 2.
It's okay. I'm not sure why I had it like that though.
Rockin'
and rollin'.
Rollin'.
Alright.
See the beach.
Can you see rolling. It?
Padded armor, soak 2. Okay. So then all together it's 4. I'm not sure why I have soak of 2 on here.
And defense 1?
No, not on the padded armor.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what the defense is compared to.
Defense adds a setback to rolls against you.
Oh, okay.
But that was not for the padded armor.
Gotcha. Yeah.
What does your new padded armor look like?
It looks a lot like a baseball jersey, but just like puffed up and a little bit hard in the the chest. So it looks like one of those fake suits that you put on to give you muscles that people wear for like Halloween. Like that, so, but it's just like,
is that what it looks
like? But a baseball jersey.
No more baseball jersey. the muscle suit, but it's like gray.
Okay.
And with like splotches of black thrown in there.
Okay.
How many stim packs do I have besides the two? Do I know?
I think that was it. I don't think you had any more.
Okay, good. That was a good purchase. Smart buying, as my father would say.
And let me add those items to you as well. Stim pack.
Stimmy.
A stimmy, yes. Stim pack. And you have quantity 2. Okay. Sounds good. Now what?
All right, so I leave the shop.
We'll see you later.
And I think Babu Brink.
Well, you are most welcome.
And thank you for being a very trusted friend and ally.
Okay.
Meanwhile, they come out and it's like there's like a lot of sparks and stuff, and I've finished fitting the new armor plate.
Wait, I thought you were supposed to come back over there when it was closed.
Because oh, he never was
gonna,
mind. You're right.
Yeah, he was going to throw it out at the end of the day.
My bad.
As you walk out of the off-world traders, another person walks in. It's a Kabaz and sort of looks at you and then walks into the off-world traders.
How do you spell that?
Kabaz. I don't know. Is there an easy way for me to just throw an image in there?
Oh, those are creepy. They look like the guys from, they look like plague doctors.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wait, where did you throw it?
I didn't throw it in there.
Oh, you looked it up. Kabaz.
Yeah.
Kabaz.
Yeah. Let's see what happens when I do this. Okay, that didn't do what I wanted.
Kabaz modular lighting. It's pretty creepy. It's some pretty lighting, actually.
Unrelated.
Somebody got it because that looks a lot like a
the lighting.
Oh, that was the guy who wasn't the, that was that was the one guy who followed Luke in the first movie. That's who it is.
Outside of the, he's the one who ratted him out to the stormtroopers. In the,
oh, that can't be good. Do we see him go in?
Yeah, he like brushes against Sarn's shoulder as he walks out.
And I look at him and I go, I look at him and I say, that can't be good.
he turns after he looked Sarn up and down and then heard you talking and then looked you up and down, but then continued about his business.
I looked him up and down.
You guys are locked in a looking up and down battle.
And I'm winning, damn it.
All right, I take Mac by the shoulder and walk him away.
That guy was rude.
Yes, he was. But let's not start any shit.
Wow, coming from you?
Wow. I am very injured right now.
You know what? I think it's a part of your good-natured soul coming out.
No, I just don't want to die.
That is the first step. Now,
all right, I'm going to use a stim pack.
Do you? That yeah, you had one. You got one from.
Two.
You got one from the GAN. No, you had one. You had one repair kit and one stim pack.
Yeah, I picked that up, but I had one previous.
Did you?
Yeah, I had it written down for a while.
Okay.
So I had the one I took from the GAN was 2.
Okay.
Tiger, where do I see my items in this?
If you click on your character, your character sheet should come up.
Oh, okay.
And then there should be a tab that says a gear and equipment.
It
should be.
Okay, accurate. I see it now. Yeah, I see it now. I just I was looking all over and I couldn't figure it out.
But I also could have made
Stemarius. No, no, you're fine. You're fine. How are you?
We're fine.
All right, now where do you guys want to go?
On to the palace. Let's fuck some shit up.
Well, you gotta get your armor first, so
we gotta go somewhere.
You guys wanna go to the cantina to kill some time?
That's where this all started, is a cantina. Of course, let's go.
Why is Mac upside down?
I don't know. How did I do this?
What did you do? I don't know how to make you right side up. Did that fix it?
There we go. I fixed it. I can't remember I can't remember what all the symbols are. It's like, because it's like shift moves. Shift does that.
Oh, because you're using a. Are you using a touchpad?
No, no. You have just a mouse? That's a shift. Yeah.
Oh, I figured it out.
What is it?
It's shift plus the arrows.
Oh, are you upside down now?
No.
Son of a bitch. Are we just doing?
All right.
I'm just doing cartwheels.
That's great. Are you guys going to the cantina?
Yeah,
I'm already here. We're having a blast. We're doing cartwheels down the alley as we go to the cantina. We're having a ball over here.
All right. I was gonna.
You think they got any rills or Mac?
I think you're in for a real good time.
Damn it! I punch Mac in the arm. Good.
Mac suffers one strain.
Ow!
Hey, I got slapped. Because you got punched.
One strain. That's not fair. Everything costs strain in this damn game. Well, can't even master.
I mean, you
could
punch him back.
Please don't do that. I got a lot of strain.
You're lucky you hit my straining arm.
give me one second. I'm pulling up this map.
Can you? What do you have my health at?
What do I have your health at? If you click on your character, it should tell you. I'm just in a different window, so.
Yeah, you had it at 5, but I thought I was at 3.
I'm pretty sure that it is right. I didn't double check.
So I have one strain right now, is that correct? I can't. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Tiger's broken.
Tiger, the best internet.
No, I can hear you.
Well, I have the best internet because it's got character.
I've got the best internet because I'm not paying for it.
No, he's got you there.
That is pretty good internet right there.
Free internet.
Did you hear what I asked? Do I have one strain? Is that correct?
He can't hear us.
I can hear you. That maybe.
No, you can't.
Hold on.
I didn't know if you added it. That's why I'm saying.
I have you as one strain, yes.
Okay, no, I just wanted to double check.
I didn't add anything today. So is that a lingering strain?
You took one in that last battle to get closer and aim and stuff.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, why
did shoot the guy in the dick?
So now you should be at 2, right?
Yeah.
Because you got punched.
Thanks. We're all having fun, and I got punched in the arm.
Well, quit making your damn puns, and I won't punch you.
Puns are fun. They rhyme.
That doesn't make them fun. It doesn't even make that much
sense.
Maybe he should recover.
I don't have to explain the intricacies of Heimer. No. Oh, wait. Recover? Yes. I was about to say, you can't do that. But then, yes, you can.
All right. Now you got to go to the cantina. Can you see it?
Is this the same cantina we were at? No, we were at another cantina, right?
No. This is the one at the beginning.
Unless you're thinking about the one
where we
were at a cantina in like on a different planet.
No, I was thinking about the very first one.
You guys have been in a couple cantinas.
It's a fun place to go.
Okay.
Space. Star Wars is good cantina. All right. Come in. I'm in here now.
Okay. So what is it, the middle of the day that you're here? I don't really remember. I'm guessing because you guys have gone to all the shops, so it must be the middle of the day.
Yeah, I was under the impression it was daytime.
Okay. All right, so you walk in. It's a little bit dead. The bartender looks familiar to you. It's a Deveronian. But it's otherwise kind of dead. There is somebody on stage, but you can tell it's not A-list talent. It's not even B-list talent. It's probably somewhere D or E. It's just a man with a guitar playing everybody's favorite songs except on the acoustic space guitar, and he's not particularly good at it, and all the songs sound the same.
Is it that song that's in every cantina?
It is, except he's playing it on, he's playing Jizz on an acoustic guitar, and he's put words on it for some reason. And it's like some kind of lame love song.
That does sound lame.
Yeah.
All right. I go up to the bar to talk to this Devorian.
Yeah, I'm going too. I want a drink. This has been a rough day. My arm hurts.
I stand and I follow them, but I obviously don't drink anything.
Well, hello, strangers.
What's up?
Hello.
What brings you here?
I would like a drink, please.
What kind of drink?
What do you have?
We got all the good ones.
I'll have your best space whiskey.
Oh, you want space whiskey? How about Corellian?
That's fine. I love Corellian. I'll take anything you got right now.
You look familiar. You some kind of diplomat?
Nope, I'm a smuggler.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My name's Max Skyblade. You might have heard of me.
Huh. The name sounds familiar, but I'm not sure why. Let me think on that.
Oh, well, I'm
a Pangalactic Armor Blaster.
Oh, Pangalactic. Well, we don't have any Zipsin. Is that okay? Can I use Zapsin instead of Zipsin in your Gargle Blaster?
Yeah, just double the Zapsin.
Zapsin? Double Zapsin? All right.
Yeah.
So he goes back into the bar. He makes your drinks, comes out, and gives them to you. Here you go. That'll be 20 credits.
20 credits?
Yeah, 20 credits.
I got this, bud.
All right, Mac. This one's on you.
I got this. I'll pay for it. He's a good guy. He just has anger issues when it comes to paying for things.
I thought it was an awfully rude. I thought it was an awfully rude reaction.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, but you know, he thinks he does. So I'll take care of it. What's the damage? 40? Yeah.
No. It was 20 altogether.
20 altogether. All right. Take 20.
Right, but it is customary to tip your bartenders here in Tatooine.
We're not done drinking yet.
Okay.
You'll get your tip when we're done drinking.
You may have one credit.
Gee, thanks.
You may have three more credits.
Gee, thanks.
That's four credits. That's one for every drink.
All right, fine. All right.
What a greedy bartender.
Hey,
buddy.
Rex.
I got a question. No. The bartender.
Yeah. My name's Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Hi.
Cool name, buddy.
What's your name?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
What should I call you?
Nice to meet you. Just call me Guy.
All right, Guy. Are you a guy?
Guy Incognito.
It's just the name.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any real, by chance?
Real? If you're willing to pay.
How much you got?
Real? Now, sorry, you know, all right, go ahead.
How much real do I got?
Yeah.
It depends how much you're looking for.
Looking for, like, a tube.
A tube?
A whole bag full.
How big is the tube? Make a gesture for how big the tube is.
It's like penis length.
You do realize that probably on average 30 to 40 different species of penis come in and out of this cantina.
Yeah, but it's like human penis length.
You do realize there's at least 15 to 20 different human species that come into this cantina. Of varying penis lengths.
All right. And they all show them to him.
An Alderaan male penis length.
I'm unfamiliar. You mean blowed up?
Is it erect or soft?
I feel like yes. Penis length was a bad way to describe the amount of something.
Well, you asked how big the test tube was. Sorry, Joel.
That's the only way. That's the only way you know things. Is it the size of your penis?
I do not assume I have a penis, sir.
Then let me see, and I'll tell you how much
We have a hard time coming up with like measurements. We say space.
I said make a gesture.
How much do we need?
Make a gesture. You could have went like this much or this much. Instead, you said penis. It was the only thing you could think of.
No, it's not the only thing I could think of.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Start measuring stuff from now on.
Like no, your penis. Like,
other you know, like the Subway $5 three penis legs.
Is this how our Star Wars works now? Are we gonna describe things by penis lengths now?
Hopefully.
How many penis lengths is a lightsaber?
I don't know, 25? 30?
Oh my god!
God, 12 and a half?
All right. Roll a negotiation check. I didn't ask you to roll the last one.
I know, but I just figured I should. Because I was negotiating. Difficulty?
Hard.
He wasn't negotiating about negotiating.
All right, three successes, three threats.
Three successes.
So I would like a tube that is about 5 inches in length. About okay. The size of a space quarter, if that makes you feel any better.
Okay, yeah, I can probably help you. I can help you get it. You're not going to like how you have to get it.
You don't have it on you?
What? This isn't Space Amsterdam. I can't just sell you real at the bar. Put myself at a lot of risk.
You're a bartender at a cantina that is run by a mob.
I told you I know how I can get it for you. I don't have it. I'm sorry. It's inconvenient.
Can you get it here?
I said, you're not going to like the way you have to get it.
So you can't get it to me. I have to go get it?
Yes, I will tell you where to buy it.
Is it inside the cantina where I buy it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Please continue.
Can I have another drink?
Yes. He goes back and makes another drink, comes back and pours you a stiff Karelian space whiskey. This one's on the house.
Thanks. You're a great guy. This guy's the guy.
And he says, if you're looking for real, go talk to that guy back there. And he points to this, let's see. It's an aqualish thug, and he's sitting in a booth, like right to the left of the stage, and he's sitting there by himself, and he's surrounded in empty glasses.
Oh, God.
Before I leave, what does he like to drink?
Oh, you're talking to the bartender?
Yeah.
What
has he been drinking all night?
He just drinks his... What did I give you? Zipses? In your gargle box?
Zapses.
He just drinks his Zapses on the rocks.
All right. Give me one of those. Or give me two of... Give me one of those. Because I still got my gargle blaster.
Okay. So he makes you one of those. That'll be 20 credits.
Okay,
oh, you said you just won, right?
Just one, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's 10 credits.
Okay, charge it to that guy's account. No, not Max, the guy, the drug dealer.
I can't charge it to his account.
Yes, you can.
No. All right. Roll a how are you going to convince him to do that?
Well, my plan is to go over to the guy and then just get him to wave at the bartender. Kind of like Dumb and Dumber, right? Was that what it was in?
So you're trying to get that guy to buy himself a drink.
Yes. But the guy sitting there doesn't know that.
What was that guy's name?
Seabass?
Kick his ass, Seabass!
Yeah, charge it to Seabass. So then he waves at Seabass and he goes, yeah, and then he gets charged for it.
Oh.
I'm gonna pull it Dumb and Dumber.
The Aquilish may be Seabass.
He's not Seabass, he's gotta be something else.
Can I call him Seabass as a nickname?
Well, what about like Space Bass? Well, I mean, we call everything space though.
Star Bass?
All right. He's Starbass.
Swamp ass.
Swamp ass. All right, so he's Starbass. But all right, so I'm kind of explain this to me how this is going to work.
So I go just when he waves, just know that that's all right. Like it's all right to put it on his tab.
Okay.
So I grab my two drinks and I walk over there. I cartwheel over there.
We've been really getting into our exercising and cartwheeling. Plus, the man really gets happy when he gets his reel.
I needed to sleep. I don't want to suffer any more strain. So I sit down and I start talking to Starbass.
Well, hello.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Hey, can you do me a favor really quick?
Aren't you looking nice today?
Thank you. Here, I got you a drink.
You look very, very nice if you catch my drift.
Thank you.
I saw your cartwheels back there.
Yes, the skirt helps. I take the glass I put in front of him and go, here's a drink on me. Well, it's not on me. It's on the house. So if you just wave over to the bartender, just say thank you and smile a little bit. Just let him know that you got it.
Roll a deception check.
All right. Difficulty? He's pretty drunk.
No, he's not. Just because he drinks...
His table's full of glass.
Yeah, because he's been sitting there all day. And
he's drunk.
How could he not be drunk if he's been sitting there all day drinking?
You don't know anything, anything about Starbass.
Only an hour after they open.
You know nothing about Starbass.
Okay. Okay, so what's the difficulty?
It's hard.
Even though he tried to flirt with me?
And a setback dies.
Because he tried to flirt with me?
No, because this is the first time someone's tried to run this scam on him.
Failed.
Check failed. Three failures. That's not the first time someone's tried to run that scam on me.
What scam?
I don't just accept drinks and waving at bartenders when someone asks me to do it.
Not even from Pretty Twi'lex?
Now you want to roll a charm check?
Against?
Let's say this one is hard, but no setback.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker!
Usually I'm into female Twi'lex.
I am one of those.
Are you? What? Yeah. Okay, what do you want?
Real.
Nobody just comes over to start talking to Starbass. What do you want?
I want real.
You want real? Are you willing to pay for it?
Yeah.
Okay, I can get
really?
You.
Really?
I can get you half a tube for $300.
How good is it?
Ask him how big it is.
How big a tube?
How big is the tube?
What's the best way to measure the size of a tube?
It's so big.
Yeah.
It's a
how big?
I'm hanging out with the bartender, just laughing.
It's a Daffodarian man's penis size.
Oh, that's got to be pretty. Hey, Mac.
What's up? I'm all the way by the bar, by the way. Oh, yeah. Hello? Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey. Ask him how big his dick is.
Who's?
The bartenders.
Who is this?
Please, Matt.
What the hell?
Just do it for me.
The bartender?
Yes, the bartender.
The bartender?
I look at the bartender. I look at it. I'm just going to... Hey, bartender.
Yes?
Give me a number. Give me a number off the top of your head.
11.
Between 1 and 10.
Blevin.
He says 11 space inches.
No, I said Blevin.
Blevin.
That's pretty fucking small.
I'm not going to tell him that.
Hey, bartender! Zach!
Yes.
You got a small dick.
Okay.
I look at the bartender. I'm like, I don't know, man.
That's what my man says. Okay. All right. I'm not paying $300. I'll give you $200.
I'll give you a quarter for $200.
Wow. Tiger's no, jumping between characters left and right.
They all sound the same.
Half. Half for $200.
No, I said half for 300.
And I said half for 200.
Then get lost.
All right, 220.
No thanks.
So anyway, I started blasting.
I know that's where I was going to go to, but I'm not. I shouldn't.
Probably not wise to kill the drug dealer.
Yes.
Another drug dealer.
You know, I've killed drug dealers in the past.
I've never seen you around here.
Okay, what does that have to do with it?
You ain't never tried to kill me.
Don't
He's got you there.
Don't tempt me. I will.
So as you say that, he snaps. And out of the corner of booths on either side behind you, there's an Aqualish in the far corner on the right, and another Aqualish in the far corner on the left. And they look mischievous.
All right. 250 for the half.
Why are you trying to negotiate with me? You have no leverage here, sir.
Well, that's how it works.
No. There's plenty of people here that I'm selling real to. I got no reason to do you a special favor.
All right. Can I do 100 for a quarter?
How about 200 for a quarter?
No, that doesn't even mathematically make sense.
I thought it was 400 for a half.
No, it's 300 for a half.
300, then 150 for a quarter.
Yeah, well, then I would just buy the half.
What are you buying?
Drugs.
Are we going to get this done or not? I'm losing my patience.
Then just sell me a half for 250, and I'll be gone.
No. No, 300 for a half.
I pick up one of the empty glasses and I throw it next to his head.
Okay.
Sorry, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get high.
He steps
so I can sleep better, so I don't suffer more strain.
I turn to the bartender. I'll have another drink, man.
Put it on Space Pest.
Put it on the Aqualicious tab. That's Starbass's tab. Kick his ass, Starbass.
Come on, diplomat.
You think your throwing glass is going to scare me?
I've got plenty of glasses to keep throwing.
Try me.
I pick up another glass and throw it on the other side of his head.
All right. As you do that, he stands.
You gotta roll like an intimidation or something.
Oh, is there? There has to be an intimidation.
Coercion. Is that coercion?
It would be coercion.
Yeah, would you want to run? Would you want to roll that?
Yeah,
I assume it's got to be hard.
It's daunting.
It's daunting.
Five. No, that's four because hard is three, right?
Yeah. Come on. Yes. Yes, drugs.
Yes, drugs. All right, so one success and three threats.
Yes,
and one drug
and one. Hopefully, a half a drug.
So, have a truck.
So he says, so he stands up and he says, what was it, 250? He says,
250.
All right. So he gets up and he picks up a glass and he throws it directly at your head. But it doesn't break. It just bounces off your forehead like that scene in Big Lebowski. Where he throws the mug at his head and you suffer two strain. And he says, fine, 250. And then he motions.
I like your moxie.
I immediately pull my rifle and point it at the guy who just threw the mug.
Ooh, yeah, bad.
Are you
trying to hide at the bar?
Yeah, he's standing behind us.
I walked into the bar and I'm kind of close. I was just standing at the bar next to. But I wasn't drinking. I said that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was standing behind us while we sat.
I don't shoot anybody. I just pull it and level it at him. Kind of casual. It's not even like completely. It's just, it's really more of a response.
Just kind of showing that he's not alone.
Anything else.
And then what, just you like clear your throat or something?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm a robot. I don't really do that.
Well, so I mean, you got to draw attention to you somehow, right?
Well, he gets to see me. I'm behind Sarn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess. Why would he look at you?
But he sees motion. He sees someone pull a gun out behind Sarn.
Oh, so you're like right behind him.
Well, I mean, I'm I guess I didn't think it. I thought it was an empty tavern, so or an empty.
It is, but if you're across, if you're across the room, he's not going to be looking across the room. He's got Sarn right in his face, and he just threw a mug off his head.
Small. Oh, that's fine. Well, I walk up and I just make some beeping noises.
Okay. All right.
Pull the gun out.
All right.
And I put my blast rifle on the counter or on the table, not pointing at anyone. And go, you think you're the only one with buddies?
You're fucking with the wrong guy here. Now, here, I'll give you the real. Now, just give me 250 and get out of here.
I think you should. I just look at Sarn. I think you should throw the mug back at him.
Yeah, I throw and hit him in the head with the mug.
All right.
And while he's reeling from it, I pick up the reel.
Okay.
And he goes, ah, I pick up the reel.
Okay.
Is that a combat thing? Is that athletic?
It's about to be a combat thing. What do you do after this?
Think you're going to be the first person I kill in this cantina?
All right, so I rush over and I start playing. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's keep it calm down, guys. Let's calm it down a notch. We're all just here to... We're just all here to rock, you know. Just take it easy. I'm Max Skyblade, Smuglord. You may have heard of me in my ship, the Kahuna Wave. This is my dear friend Sarn. He's just a little frustrated right now. He hasn't had his reel in a long time. And Rex, well, he just likes to hit. He'll take any opportunity to, you know, cause physical damage. Let's see what can we do to work this out.
You want to roll a charm check on that or convention? What is it?
I would love to. I would love to roll a charm check on that.
What is it?
What's my difficulty?
Hard.
I'm at 2 right now.
So three.
All right. How do I roll this?
How many fights over my drug habit?
I can't figure out how to roll this. Is it at the bottom of the thing?
I'm not sure where you're adding
that. I can't roll.
You go to general skills and hit charm?
Yeah, no, I'm there. I just can't figure out how to hit the roll. How you get it to roll.
The roll button? Hold on. I don't know what this screen looks
like. Is that at the bottom? How do I make the screen smaller?
You should be able to scroll.
Oh, see my screen.
Your wheel? I assume you're using a mouse. I don't know.
You should be able to put your mouse in that wheel and scroll down.
Or if you hit page down.
What am I doing? I'm confused. I'm sorry, guys.
You're looking at
I got the rolling charm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
And you should be able to scroll in that window down so that you can get to the roll button. Roll button is right under all the pictures of the dice.
I'm not seeing that. I'm not saying that. Is there any? God damn it! Cancel.
Then click on. It's gonna be the same. It's gonna be the same window. All right, I'll send it to you. Hold on. It's a charm roll with 3 difficulties.
I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Your screen is probably just too small for it.
Oh, there it is. No, I got it. There it goes. I found it.
Check failed.
Can I do what is convincing demeanor? Is that something that I had?
It is, but I don't know what it does. Did you write down what the description is?
I don't remember.
Well, just go to the talent.
I'm looking it up too.
Oh, it just removes. Huh? I think it just removes setback die.
Removes set, yeah.
Oh,
per rank, yeah. For many deception or skull.
I just didn't know if I had that, it could do anything for me.
Okay, so that failed.
You're such a fit.
And as that happens, he nods, and the two Aqualish start to move closer to you guys. So we're not going to have a problem here, are we? Just go about your way.
So how many are there? There's
3.
2 Aqualish and him?
Yeah.
3 Aqualish total, right?
Yeah.
Including him.
Right.
Wait. He says Trouble. So wait, timeout. Out of character. Did you allow Tiger? Did you say Sarn could steal the reel like he did?
They already agreed. They the already agreed on a price.
Right. Yeah, but I didn't give him any money.
Yeah,
you tried to steal it? I thought that you're stealing it from him.
No, once I hit him in the face with the mug or the cup, he went back and closed his eyes and I grabbed it.
No. I didn't realize that's what you were doing. So you're going to have to check that. Yes. What check would that be? That's going to have to be a deception.
What about
or like skullduggery?
Maybe skullduggery.
What about cool?
No.
I guess we have different ideas what cool is.
Well, cool is like cool is maintaining your composure under pressure.
I thought it would be cool to steal the drugs.
That's not that type of cool.
That's not cool. So what was it? Oh, what about coordination? No.
I'm not sure that coordination fits.
Okay, so what was it then?
So I'm going to say it's skullduggery. And
okay.
Let's say it's I'll say it's hard, but with one red.
One red?
You're right in front of him. Like, he's going to look.
Yes, but I hit him in the face with the mug.
Yeah.
That's got to be a boost, then.
You're stealing from right in his face.
Yes, but he got hit in the face with the mug.
Yes,
his eyes are closed.
Everybody is looking at you. Check failed. So you grab it, and he notices that you grabbed it. And he's reeling back from having been hit in the head with a glass and taking two strain. And he says, I think you owe me something.
Okay. Right, you know what? I pay the $250. I said, fine. I take out the $250 from my purse. I give it to him.
Your purse?
You have a purse?
My merch?
Did you get that? How long have you had a purse?
Well, from one of my little Batman belts.
Utility
I'm
belt.
Calling it a purse.
It's a satchel.
It's a purse. You said purse.
Andy, you have
all the credits.
You have 1,100 credits.
No, I don't.
Well, what do you have?
I've got 650.
Oh, all right.
I bribed someone.
All right.
I bribed someone for 200, and then I lost 33 on roulette.
Oh.
So I was down to 900 before this.
Okay. All right. I didn't have all that down. Okay.
So I just pay it. I go, okay, fine. I talked him down from his original $300 anyway.
To 250. Yeah.
250. So.
And you tried to stay.
I think this shows serious growth, Sarn. You're starting to learn. We can be good. We can be good.
Good at buying drugs?
Man, I'm buying drugs. Okay?
But no one's dying. All right? That's all I want. I don't want any more people to die.
We'll talk about this later. Not in front of the people that we almost killed.
I did kill drug dealers, but that would draw attention to us.
Yeah. Well, someone was in a robot battle fight.
I'm certainly not claiming to be any sort of moral authority.
I'm just saying, from my point of view, we are trying to invade Teemo the Hut later on tonight. I mean, that's the plan, I think.
Don't say that so loud.
You're gonna invade Teemo the Hut? The drug dealer says.
No.
Maybe.
No.
That's not a very good idea, he says.
Wait, what do you think about Teemo the Hut?
I think he's tough but fair. Well, he's not fair. He is tough.
It sounds like you're getting a pretty raw deal, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I do have to deal with people throwing bugs at me.
Under somebody else besides Timo, that probably wouldn't happen anymore. It's because of Timo that my friend here has become a drug addict and is now throwing mugs at people. He was working for him.
I mean, that's a.
I think you and I have a common enemy. I think we have a common enemy. I think you three should join our cause.
I mean, can you sell me real?
I mean, we just bought real off you, so I don't think so, but we can work towards it.
Then I feel like maybe you can't help me.
I got an idea. Timo the Hutt probably has a ton of real.
Yes, he sells it to me.
And you can have it. And you and Sarn, my friend here, because he's probably going to want some. But we can divide it up and we can have it together. All the real you would like.
Do I look suicidal to you?
You hit me in the face with a mug, so yeah.
Can I run a charm check or negotiation check to see if I can win this argument here? I'm running out of points.
Sure. Yeah, you can run a charm check. Let's say it's daunting.
What's that mean?
4.
Very hard. Very, very hard.
It's the only one I succeeded at.
Yes!
But it's 5 threats.
All right. Well, the threat. Well, what are the threats?
Well, the threat is that he works directly for Timo the Hutt. And so.
Have I won him to my side with my charming speech?
Yes. He says, he's like, well, perhaps we could do something together. I'm not sure what, but let me tell you, going into Timo's palace is not going to be any sort of cakewalk.
I knew that going into this business, friend.
Do you know of a secret, of an easier way in?
Well, I can. He would not be surprised if I came in.
Would he wait? What if you took us to him, but let us kept our weapons on us?
That might be difficult, but I like what you're thinking.
Is it like 4 difficult or 3 difficult?
No. Like
harder.
So, let's see.
Oh, you didn't turn on the rope, the Craig.
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm recording on my side, so hopefully it gets everything.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so he says, yeah, perhaps we can work on something. Yes, I go into the palace fairly often, so he's not going to be alarmed if I come in. I don't know if I can vouch for you. Especially with your weapons.
Well, what if you take us in there like we're your bounties? We got a pretty substantial bounty on our head.
Don't.
You just keep up.
Whoa, is that right?
What? No, he's on our. I charmed him.
This is a very dangerous plan, Mac.
What kind of bounty are we talking about?
The kind of bounty that you can have whatever you can have it once team turn us in with our weapons. And you can have the bounty that Timo gives you. However, if you want to turn us in without our weapons, well, you're going to have a pretty tough time here, bud. And I whip out my gun just kind of as a threat. All right.
Hey, finally.
So, listen, just take
it. Finally, Mac is threatening someone.
Yay. Welcome to the dark side. Let it flow through you.
I'm just saying, you can have the bounty. Drop us off, take us in there, vouch for us, let us keep our guns and weapons on our person. You can keep the money, you can get out of there, and then, or you can keep the money and then come in with us and take the real. This is a win-win-win. I don't know what you're thinking.
What kind of bounty are we talking about here?
It's enough to set you up for life.
And all I have to do is capture.
I'm a pretty popular character here.
And judging by how much you drink, it's not that long. So.
Okay. I am not going to be able to turn you in as a bounty with your weapons on you.
Well, that's all I have. That's my idea. What do you guys got?
So, if we give you our weapons. Oh, God. Can't do that either, though. If we give you the weapons, then.
I mean, I could get you guys through the front door. I mean, you're going to have to pretend to be bounties, but that might get you through the front door. If you guys have a bounty on your heads, like you're saying, I don't see any other way you getting in through the front door.
Well, why can't we keep our weapons then?
Why can't you keep your weapons?
Yeah, as bounties are going into the front door.
They're not going to let you in with weapons. They're going to frisk us as soon as we get in.
Good point.
So you won't have any weapons either, then?
I can have weapons. You are the bounties.
So if we give you our weapons, you can lead us in. And when shit hits the fan, you'll toss us our weapons.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, side note, guys. All right, let me talk about this with my compadres. All right, guys, what do you think? We walk away to a different booth to talk. And Mac, please whisper. Don't yell.
Your yelling's almost got you in trouble already today.
I think this is a horrible plan.
Well, what's your plan?
I don't have one. Still a horrible plan.
A horrible plan is better than no plan.
I don't know.
That's the best plan I could come up with. Listen, I just turned a guy that was mugging us, literally mugging us, into an ally.
Well, let's be fair. I was trying to mug him.
That's impressive.
Do we have any allies in this city right now besides
us? I don't think so.
Alright.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
I mean, there's a good chance he'll just turn us over because he wants a stable job and Timo provides him stability despite the fact.
But then he won't get the real that we promised him.
What about that droid? What about that droid we came in? Wait, I got an idea. What if we hide the weapons inside you, Rex?
Yeah,
that's not a character that happened with R2-D2 and with the lightsaber in the third movie. True.
That was also not a blaster rifle. Three blaster rifles.
I don't need a blaster rifle. I just need my good old pistol.
I could perhaps hide one weapon, small weapon, in my armor, but that's it.
Okay, this is looking bad.
Well, RX, you have a blaster that's like built into your arm, right?
No, I thought you did. No, I just carried it around.
Okay, gotcha.
What if we have the guy take two of us in, and then one of us kind of like stays with the guy outside to kind of keep him, keep him honest?
Here's a modification to the plan that I think where I would accept it. He'd have to take one of us dressed as one of his guards, one of his bodyguards, armed, who'd then presumably be allowed to stay armed, and the other two of us could then also one of us, let's say Sarn, who's dressed as a guard or a henchman for the drug dealer, could also be the one holding our weapons.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I like ideas.
I think Max should be the one to do it, though, because
that's fine.
Humans typically don't stick out as much.
Affirmative.
I do blend in. I'm a master of disguises.
He is a smuglord.
I am both a smuggler and a diplomat. I could be other things.
You have failed at
being a diplomat every single time.
Who just talked you out of this? I just talked you out of an argument here where we almost got into a shootout.
Whatever. All right. I like that plan. Let's roll with it.
All right. So what am I doing?
All right. We go back up to, it wasn't Zach. Starbass. And I go, all right. One of us will play the role of your bodyguard. The bodyguard will hold the weapons. You'll turn the other two in to collect the bounty.
I would not be collecting the full bounty if I'm only turning two of you in.
We'll make sure you get the full bounty.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, even if you do not get the full bounty, there's still, what, his entire stockpile of real and any other riches that you may want to loot.
Then I become the most wanted. And then I'm going to be...
No, actually, all the heat would be on us. In fact, you could even, in the moment, you know, just run.
Just get out of there.
But you would also have to...
Start your whole new life.
You would also have to fool the people at the door that they don't recognize
you. They would recognize us, but like your bodyguards, they don't like wear masks or helmets or anything like that. I was thinking like Jabba's, those guys,
they're usually Aqualish.
Usually.
Yes.
Oh yeah, when he went into Jabba's palace, or when Lando went into Jabba's palace, he had the helmet on.
Yeah.
Nobody recognized him.
That is not an event I'm familiar with. Oh.
We were talking to God, sorry.
Oh.
Not you.
It's still going to be a very difficult thing to do, I think.
And it will be worth your time and effort.
You can get out of this place, start a new life, or continue our old one with lots of real.
I would not be continuing my old one because I would be quite wanted.
Ooh. Start a new life with enough money that you won't even need to sell real. You'll just do it because it's fun.
Actually, you will not be wanted because... The reign of Timo the Hutt will be ended. He will be excommunicated from the Hutt clans, and his legacy will be destroyed and forgotten. So you have not much to worry from the rest of the Hutts.
Now I'm confused. Why would Timo be disgraced?
Timo seeks to usurp Jabba.
Now that is an interesting proposition.
We seek proof of this treachery.
Then you don't need me.
No, we
do need a way into the palace. That is what we need you for.
Then provide me the proof of this conspiracy, as you say.
This is not 22. Wrong book.
Well, I don't get the reference. I made an unintentional reference then, it sounds like.
No, it was just because if we have to get the proof to convince this guy to help us, and we have to convince this guy to help us in order to get the proof, that is a catch-22, meaning it doesn't help us at all, and this entire thing was a waste.
Right, because he's going to be I'm going to be wanted if I bring you in there and you gun down Timo the Hutt. That's not a good look for me.
Well, if we gun down Timo the Hutt, then who's going to put a bounty on your head?
Yeah, who's wanting you exactly here?
Other Hutts.
Well, that's where we knew that Timo was going to go against Jabba with a bunch of information that we have that's at Land in Bay Auric right now.
Then I
being unloaded from a ship called the Lucky Guess.
Then I'm not just gonna take you at your word of that.
All right, fine. Come to the Lucky Guess. We shall show you.
Okay.
It just kind of—it kind of seemed like you were taken aback by that. So it was funny. It seemed like you were taken aback.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let me get some guys, and I'll meet you up there.
All right.
This sounds like a good idea.
Probably not, but that's all we got.
All right. So, he rounds up his guys from the cantina. There's two of them, and then one comes out from a place that you didn't see. It was kind of in hiding. There's three of them all together.
Yes.
God. Good thing we didn't shoot him in the face.
And starts to follow you.
All right, so then we just start going back to Landon Bay Auric, right?
You guys leave the cantina?
Yeah. I look at Zach. Thank you very much. I apologize about the class.
I hold my rifle. I have my rifle. I'm not holding it threateningly, but I have not holstered it or put it on my back either.
Which makes sense. You guys are sort of distrusting of all of
it.
Well, I'm very scared.
And then the bartender says to Sarn, because Sarn apologized to him for the glass throwing thing, and he says, "Well, what about that comment you made about my penis?"
Oh yeah, no, that was Starbass, Sunbass.
Sunbass? I think it's Starbass.
Starbass. That was Starbass. It was a funny comment.
Oh, classic.
You claim your penis was 11. What was it again?
Blurns.
Blurns.
You know, like, Blurns ball.
11 Blurns. The average length of a penis for your species is about 13 Blurns. So you do have, in fact, a small penis.
And I should make you roll a knowledge check for that.
Okay. Then I go and I give him the 10 for the drink that I bought for Starbucks. Right.
Where's knowledge? What would I have to do? Outer Rim?
It would be Xenology.
How hard is it?
It's just easy. I mean, it would be hard. It would be, well, yes, it is hard. It's erect. I mean, it's in a table somewhere.
So, what's the difficulty, Tiger?
Oh, I said easy.
Oh, okay.
I was just riffing because Andy said it was hard. Oh, okay. So done. Successful.
Succeeded.
Anything you want to do with the advantages?
It was so funny he didn't make me pay for that drink.
Yes, actually, I would like to use my advantages, if I could, to make Starbass laugh or chuckle.
Okay, that's fair. Starbass laughs and chuckles, and your friendship meter goes up by one. One blurn.
There's a meter?
There's always a meter.
Where's this meter been for me? Everybody hates me as soon as I walk in the building.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder.
It's that Buster.
It's very fetching.
That's why everyone hates you.
It's because they ain't you. All right. So as you guys walk out of the cantina, Mac again. Oh, no, it was Sarn last time. Bumps into a familiar looking Kubaz. Or Kabaz.
That's the same guy.
As he walks into the cantina and gives you sort of a shifty eye.
I turn to our new friend, Starbass, and say, "Do you know who that is?"
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Does he work for Teemo?
Yeah, absolutely.
We should probably kill him. I turn to Sarn. We should probably kill him.
When?
Like, right now.
Okay, I'm game with that. Mac, you're the one that wants to be peaceful all the damn time.
Our moral center is frozen.
Why don't we talk to him? See what he wants.
He works for Teemo. He's going to turn us in.
I got an idea. Why don't we take his clothes?
Why don't we just shoot
him? Why would taking his clothes help? He would just run to Teemo's
palace. We could use it to sneak into Teemo's palace.
Well, then we'd have to take his clothes and kill him.
Knock him out.
He's not going to be knocked out for 24 space hours.
I mean, and are we going to take 24 space hours to get in there?
We got to get RX's armor.
Listen, let me just go. I'll talk to him and I'll club him on the head, and he'll knock out. We won't have to kill anybody, let's just try to. And if he turns out, let's just talk to him. And if it turns out he's a jerk, then yeah, we can kill him. All right, he's a bad guy. I'm not opposed to killing bad guys. I just don't want to kill every single person we come across and draw attention to ourselves. I mean, just a good clubbing, you know.
All right, you better go clear this with Zach.
The bartender? Yes. Why do I have to clear with him? To
make sure he doesn't call the police.
Fair enough. I'm good friends with Zach. Zach, my friend. I move over to the bar room.
Can you clear me up? Where are you guys at?
I have no idea.
Because you guys bumped in.
We're walking out of the camp. Right. Well, and the guy went back inside, so we just kind of stopped in the doorway. And started talking.
Okay. And so, hold on. I'm trying to find. I think I might have this guy in here. I do. Okay. Oh, so you guys are outside. You guys are outside right now. And so Mac walked back inside.
Well, can we be in this little front patio area here?
Yeah.
Where my character's at?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, so I go up and why? First, I look at the bartender and I go, "How much for you to keep your mouth keep silent if I knock this guy out?"
That guy over there, and he points over at the Kubaz, and he's sitting at the end of the table. Just now, he's looking at you.
Yeah, I'm trying to be very discreet, so I'm not yelling right now. I'm just talking under my voice
to Zach.
I mean, to Zach, yeah.
You know, I don't know much about that guy. He doesn't really speak basic. He kind of just speaks in like whizzes and whirs, kind of. But you know, he's been in here before. I think he might be connected. Well, I think he might be connected.
All right. Well, he's been following us.
Matt.
Listen, friend. I just
ask
need
him what race he is. Ask Zach what race that guy is.
What? What race is that guy?
He's a Kubaz.
Oh, that's right. That was stupid. I apologize.
Yeah, sorry. My friend asked me a weird question through my. I
your communicator. Anyway,
well, listen. He's been. Yeah, yeah. It's sometimes. Anyway, let's forget about that. So listen, I'm gonna go talk to him, but there's a very potential. He's a Watto?
No, that's not it. Why did it do that? I clicked the wrong one.
That's the most racist one of the bunch.
I was gonna say Greek, but I guess the same thing. All right.
So I'm gonna go talk to that guy. It might not go over well. Listen, Zach, I like you. You've been really good to us all night. You've taken our money, and you've been very cool with us. Even though my friend threw a lot of mugs. I don't want to cause any trouble in your bar. We're just going to knock this guy out, and I'll take him outside, throw him in the back, in the bushes.
Whoa. You're just going to start knocking people out in my bar? I can't have that.
I'll pay you.
I thought you said it wasn't your bar.
Well, I mean, you're outside. You know what?
Quote. I stick my head in between the doorway.
I thought you were outside. I thought we were outside.
I thought you didn't own this bar. You didn't make up the prices.
Listen, I'm not going to knock him out. I'm going to talk to him. But I think he works for Team of the Hut. We're not very popular with Teemo right now. And I would like to give you the chance to give you some money to keep quiet about it while we knock him out and steal his clothes.
And you want to knock this guy out and steal his clothes? I don't know that I can sign off on that.
You won't even be in here that long. You'll be outside. You'll be fine. What do I have to do to make this? Do I have to
pay me?
What do I have to do to make this happen? What?
Pay me.
How much do you want?
300 credits.
I'll give you 200.
Roll a negotiation check.
Difficulty two, right?
It's two, but upgrade one of the purples to a red.
So one purple, one red.
Right.
And so downgrade one purple, so only one purple, one red?
Yeah.
All right.
Check failed, but one advantage.
All right. What is
the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference? Let's split the difference.
Split the difference? That sounds like, yeah. That sounds like you...
275.
Okay. 275.
All right. 275.
Okay. 275. I'm going to go take the garbage out for 10 minutes.
All right. So I walk up to the Kubaz, and I have my hand on my gun just in case, but I go, "How's it going, sir? What are you?" I've also
re-entered the bar and
to translate.
Yes, I am approaching Mac.
Oh shit! I forgot. I didn't understand this guy.
So you've approached him.
Yeah, I've approached him.
I'm taking Starbass to the lucky guess.
Okay, so you guys have already left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very.
All right.
So you approach the Kubaz and you talk to him and you said what? I forgot.
I turn to Rex. Ask our friend here why he's been following us all day.
Yeah, that's basically the sounds. And he says, "You look awfully familiar."
He says, "We look awfully familiar."
Yes.
Tell him we don't know why we look familiar to him. we're just three unassuming guys, not familiar to anyone. If someone knows what's good for him.
The Kubaz says he pulls up his wrists, and above the wrist floats three heads that look just like yours because they are yours.
Yes.
Right. So
I don't even translate anything. I just kind of point at it and look
back. Yes.
So I walk up very calmly to him. I'm like, "Listen, friend, you're misunderstanding things." And I pull up my gun and I club him on the head.
Okay, that's gonna be
athletics.
No, it will be a brawl check.
Brawl check. I haven't had to do that yet. That's cool.
I don't think anyone has to.
Well, it's gonna be. Hold on. How do we do this? Difficulty. Melee checks are always average. And it's going to be your ability is equal to, I think it just, hold on, does it say? Oh, it does say brawl. So brawl against.
Yeah, there's a brawl one.
Okay. Brawl against two difficulty.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Your brawl is three.
What's the damage of that?
Nice.
That would be two successes. Hold on, I'm gonna have to look this up because we have not done.
Never clubbed a guy with my gun before. It's so peaceful.
I don't know how to do. Oh, it would be
like mine.
What is your damage? Fists. Yeah, it would be fists. Whatever,
but he used his gun.
Okay, I don't know that they have like a pistol whipping damage in here.
Why the fuck not?
Just give it one bonus damage.
Well, they have a melee.
Oh, here. Improvised weapons. Yeah, I got it. Okay, it's a small improvised weapon. So it's plus one damage. Is that how that works? That can't be. Sometimes. Any attack roll. Okay. That doesn't... That seems worse than just having punched him. What is your damage for fists, Andy?
-2. +1 per success.
+1 per success. All right, so we'll do that for this.
So what, you got like 4?
So it would be 2... Yeah, 2 plus 2. So it'd be 4 damage.
No, it'd be 3 because he got 1 success.
Oh, right, right, right. So 3 damage. All right. So you do 3 damage to him. And now you enter combat.
I feel like that should have knocked him out.
No, it just does damage.
That's not how it works in the movies. Is bullshit.
Well, I guess that's true, but I've already decided. So then, I guess it would be damn. I guess we'd be in combat then.
I mean, can I get a bonus to my perception? I mean, like to my initiative here, because like I'm standing here with my gun drawn, like watching, not seeing this guy get knocked out. I feel like I'd be the first to respond. He also just got hit in the head pretty hard, so I feel like there's no way he's beating me on initiative.
Okay, so I buy that. I don't know if that's in the rules, but I will have him do... I mean, so that would be vigilance. He'll take a setback for why you said, and you can have a boost for why you said.
Okay. And I do cool because I'm expecting this.
Yeah, and the same for Mac.
And when we do this, we don't
try to difficulties,
do we?
Yeah. So if you go, do you see the chat tab that we're in right now? It's the combat tracker, which is the next one.
So all right. So cool.
Boo, did you get that? It's the tabs on the right. Usually, you're in the chat tab.
Oh come on, he got
3. Yeah.
And then go over to the.
So what am I rolling?
What are you rolling?
Fuck.
Do you see that you're in the encounter?
Cool, right?
Yeah,
cool, right?
Yeah. And a boost.
Oh shit.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're at the top. So you can go first.
He still rolled a 3, which is fucking ridiculous with the setback.
Yeah.
Well, this is one hardy fucking spy, because he's got a metal plate on his head.
I mean, it isn't.
Alright, so I whack him again. I'm surprised. I'm like, what the fuck? Bang.
Okay. I'm going to roll. Oh, not just initiative. You're going to be rolling brawl. Roll brawl again. But I'm going to flip a light side for you. And say upgrade one of your greens to a yellow. Because you're going to swing harder this time. Just based on adrenaline, you're just going to swing harder.
All right, so I switched took out a green and added a yellow. Is that what you said?
Yep.
And then just still 2 difficulty?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
So 2 successes. That's 2. And then, Andy, you said +2 for the fists?
It's +1 per success.
So it's 2 plus.
But it's two, 1, and then +1 damage per success.
Okay, so this would be 4 then. No, it would be. Yeah. He got 2 successes.
Yeah, 4, yeah.
Okay. So 4 damage to the Kubaz. No, that's not what I meant. Oh, he just disappeared. That's not what I meant.
Oh shit.
Oh shit, dog.
You hit him into a different
dimension. No, that was an accident. Okay.
Did you hit him into hyperspace?
All right, so you did more damage on him.
Hooray.
He maneuvers. He takes two maneuvers away. So that would cost him a strain, and he moves into medium range into the back of the bar. And with his action, he radios, thus ending his turn. He makes a radio, and you can't hear what he's saying.
Rex, if you want to blast him now, you can go ahead.
I move into close range and take aim for the strain. So whatever my strain is, plus one.
Okay, let me do that. Otherwise, I'm going to forget. All right, three. All right.
And then I shoot my blaster rifle at him.
Well, if I may interject, sorry.
Yeah.
You got your blaster rifle, you don't need to move close.
It does make the difficulty easier, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So there's still a point to doing so.
I would draw my statement.
RX is not fucking around.
Instead of,
I would just say he wouldn't have to take a strain if he didn't want to. Then that's all it was.
Right.
Oh, I don't mind. Strain's
he loves strain.
Yeah.
I'm not addicted to real.
To a robot? No.
I'm also not addicted to real. I can rest.
Yeah.
So.
Low blow.
Doesn't matter. You don't have a penis, or do you? We don't know.
Nobody knows.
Okay, so I just did 11 damage. No critical.
Wait. So 9 plus 2. Okay.
The damage is correct on the calculator. All right. Critical is not.
All right. That's 11 damage. Okay, so he does take. Yeah, he's incapacitated.
So he's not.
Is he dead?
Well,
is he
dead
or is he incapacitated? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but
he's dead. You guys got him enough. He's dead. It's just vague.
Saying that intentionally.
It's vague in the book about whether or not characters are. He's dead.
It's just up to you whether or not.
Right, I'm fine with having him be dead.
Good shot.
Is there any way I can try to grab his radio and figure out who he was communicating with?
You could take a look at it. I'm not. I'd have to be convinced on how you would know where what it's coming from.
Yeah, I don't really know how Star Wars radios work, so that's a hard thing to mechanically know.
Yeah, for sure, but I'm willing to listen to some logic and
I don't know. Could I plug into it? I don't know. Could I plug into the radio and I don't know, ping the location of whatever it was last talking to and get some sort of address?
That would be let's say that's a mechanics check.
Uh-huh.
And we'll make that a hard mechanics check.
Okay. I mean, I kind of know where I think he was calling anyway, but. Nope, not even close.
You have 5 advantages.
Well, I got 5 advantages. It's a lot of advantages. The radio still works, and I can keep it.
Okay, like a police scanner.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I could passively listen to it, maybe, or something.
Okay,
it didn't get damaged when he got him. That's what I want to use my advantages
okay.
for.
I will allow that.
I stole it on my person then.
Did you say in your purse?
On my person is what I said.
I was going to say, do you all have purses?
It's robot.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good place to end. You've killed this person. The bartender comes back.
I killed him.
Saying, oh, lordy. And then, you guys are done in here. I guess you don't know if we're done, but you have just killed the Kubaz.
Well, we at least carry him out to honor the bartender. Like, we might still steal his clothes or something, but we're at least carrying his corpse. I am carrying his corpse over my shoulder out of the bar.
I have an idea for one of your advantages. On his radio, you can see that he has his name engraved in it, and it says Thweek.
Okay.
Do we
know that name, guys? Thweek? No, it doesn't. Has anyone told us that name? Has that name ever come up? No.
It does not ring a bell. But, okay, so we're stopping there then?
Yeah.
Okay, what about experience from the last battle at the Andrew?
We can do, like I said, it'd be like every other, since this is, okay. I did. So that's, I was about to finish.
Yeah. No, I didn't say you said that last
week. We'll do 10 points this week.
Okay,
and then let's spend those next week. Just think about it, and then if you guys got questions, reach out to me. What? Go ahead.
Tiger, do you have a total for me then that I can write down? Do you have my old level?
Yeah, let me write down this week's 5-3 plus 10, and I have for you. You've had 10 before. So you'd have 20 altogether.
So I have 20.
No, I'm sorry. No, this was before you got the perception and range heavy, so actually you're at 0.
Okay, cool. That's fine. All right, so now I'm just at 10.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Okay, do you have it for the rest of us too?
Yeah. So this puts Mac at 20 total. This puts Sarn at 30 total.
Holy crap.
And 10 total for RX.
I found the experience log.
Yeah, found it too. I already created the makeshift one.
So yeah, I had to write it down.
Yeah, yeah. I can send you my notes if that would help.
I've already logged it. We're good.
Oh, okay.
Real quick, you said that I upgraded. I upgraded my range, right?
You have, all right, so you're well-rounded, got you career skills, range heavy, and athletics. And then I have you at perception upgraded and range heavy upgraded.
Okay.
That was the last thing that you did that was... The last time we got experience.
Yeah, both. All right. I do have both of those recorded, so we're good.
All right, good. Whew. That's like the one thing I did well enough keeping track of. All the other stuff like credits and stuff, I lost track. Although it should help having the recordings zero. Now. I can always go back.
Cool.
Down to the cool. beach, I'm strolling. To the birds, poking my. Head.
Not fun.
Thank you. All right. And then, yeah, take a look at that over the week. Send me some texts if you're confused about some stuff on how to spend your experience points. But let's try not to spend an hour next week doing experience points. Keep it to like a half hour if we can. I don't remember where we were last time we did it, but if we do, it's not a big deal. All right.
Good night, guys.
All right, have a wonderful night.
See you. Tiger, I'll send you this PNG maybe probably sometime in the next 2 days.
Yeah, it sounds good. Thank you.
I want to put a background on it, and I just want to put the Sarn Turbo in there in the right font, but then I'll send it to you.
Okay. You don't have to do the font, because I kind of do the fonts a lot, so if that's... You know, however you want to do that.
Yeah, I guess if that's easier for you, then I can just send the image. I do want to put a background on it. It'll be something very simple, but just something other than white. So
yeah, can you give me both with and without the background when you do?
I was going to put it as a separate layer, so yeah, okay, it should be easy enough.
Okay, I just don't know how you would export it as a separate layer.
I can deactivate a layer and then export
it. Like that would be yeah. So that's exactly the way to do it. I just wasn't sure you if you were going to try to give it to me in a multi-layer thing. I guess a PDF you could do with multiple layers.
No, I'm not going to try to give it to you in multiple layers. I'll give you two separate images, one with,
if you,
without.
If I you can export, if you can export a PSD, I can take that too, and then you don't have to do separate layers.
I mean, let me see.
Or separate exports.
What even is that?
It's a Photoshop file.
That, let me see. What can I do?
So it's not uncommon.
See, the thing is, I just don't even think I can pick a file type. I mean, this is an iPad app. It's not that crazy complicated. Like, I have used
iOS apps that had PSD export.
But my share functionality is the only way to actually export an image.
What app are you using? Oh, you're using AutoCAD or Autodesk something?
It's Autodesk Sketch something.
Okay.
I like it, and like I said, I think it puts out PNGs. I think that's the only thing it puts out. At least I don't know how to change the file type. I don't think I can. Well, I can rename the document. I wonder if I could just give it a different extension. I doubt that.
Doubt that's gonna work. Yeah. You said
when I
Autodesk. What's it called? Autodesk what? Sketchbook?
I think that's Sketchbook. Yeah, that sounds right. Yes, iOS, it's called Sketchbook. PSD export.
There looks to be. Oh, it looks like it's a pro feature. Do you not pay for it?
I might have bought it.
Oh, no, it just says PSD. I thought it said pro. It says that you can, before saving your sketch, install and launch Dropbox. Save your sketch to the gallery. In the toolbar, select a saving option. Here, I can send this to you. I don't know if this is going to help at all. Oh, but you're going to
Yeah. I found it. I can do it.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. I didn't even think about doing a PSD file. If you send me a PSD file, that's the best.
What do you that would have all the different layers and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. If I ever, for any of these characters, I was gonna do it for this one, I just forgot. Do a recording would also have that, which would be kind of fun.
What, like a video?
Of the sketch in progress.
Oh, that'd be super cool. I don't know if that's in the PSD or not.
But yeah, I can record time lapses with this.
That's cool.
So you guys could see the characters being made essentially.
Yeah, I've seen those online. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, they're fun. Well, definitely. And also, what I'd want from you more so than the others is just make sure it meets your standards, because I know this matters to you. And you can be honest with me. So
yeah, I think as I sort of talked to people separately, one thing that we were worried about is feedback, because obviously it'd be easier to shit on someone that's not in the game, you know what I mean, or criticize them or boss them around, stuff like that.
Sure.
So I know that doesn't bother you, but I don't know that everyone else is as comfortable giving as maybe you would be receiving criticism.
I know you can do it though.
Yeah. But just as a heads up, that was sort of one thing that we were talking about.
I mean, you and Andy are perfectly capable of giving me shit, and so I have a feeling that won't be hard. And it's fine if Boo doesn't want to give me feedback, then he doesn't have to give me feedback.
Well, it wasn't just Boo, so that's clear. But yeah,
really, Andy was worried about giving me feedback.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's tough to give someone to give someone feedback on something that they're trying a lot on. You know?
Well, I mean, I'm trying somewhat.
Yeah. And to ask for something that you're doing for free, basically. I mean, it's just easier to boss someone around.
Well, if you guys don't want to do it for free, you guys could all chip in and buy me a new Apple Pencil, since I'm using this shitty thing.
What happened to your Apple Pencil?
Just stop working.
Oh.
That would only be $30 a person.
Yeah. So take it under advisement.
you can wait to see the first couple before you make a decision. How about that?
Okay.
But it certainly would make this easier. This pencil fucking sucks.
Yeah, the Apple Pencil is really good.
I know. I'm sad that mine broke. I called them to try to get a replacement. They're like, you're going to have to pay full price. I was like, yeah.
Well, it is kind of, I mean, at this point, it was like 6 years old, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was like, I don't know. I guess I kind of thought they'd warranty for longer because like, I didn't do anything to it.
Right.
It was fine.
Right. I bought mine because I lost mine and I bought another one. And I bought it off Amazon refurbished or something. And it was cheaper. It was not $30, but it was like, I think it was like $30 off. I think I spent 100 instead of 130, which is still expensive. They would have,
I think they offered me Apple offered me a refurbished one for about that price. I kind of politely said, fuck you. So
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right, cool. Well, let me know what you think. Honestly, I don't know. I'm learning a lot about this program. I'll get better as I go, but honestly, it doesn't look shitty. I'd say it looks pretty close to me anyway, it looks pretty close to the ones on the box art. Not in terms of detail right now, but that's just because this is meant to be his initial stage, and I just didn't
know. And we wouldn't have gotten that sort of detail
right
for what we were paying for the first drawing anyway.
Okay. But like, I think I'll get better and I'll be able to do cool stuff. Like, and since I'm using a digital platform, I'll be able to do cool stuff like lighting effects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, that'll just come. And obviously I think I'll do myself last. Cause honestly, that's going to be where it's most important to try to figure some of that stuff out with like my eyes and shit. So,
right. Okay.
All right. Well, cool.
All right, cool. I'm glad that it's getting you a little bit of stimulation in other areas.
Yeah. I'm happy to do it. Happy to, and it's good. It's really good. I mean, I'm using this program that I've had for ages and never ever used before. So,
yeah. I mean, like there's a lot of stuff that I'm doing on like ancillary that I wouldn't be doing otherwise, just like some of the server management stuff. I did a lot of digital stuff too before, or like getting,
you're doing a shit ton, honestly. Yeah. So, for this, I mean, yeah. So I'm sure you're learning a lot. I'm sure you're learning a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you.
Bye, dude. Good night.